You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Long-term care facilities quickly became COVID-19 hotspots when the virus emerged here in the United States. And in Idaho, nearly one quarter of long-term care centers have had staff or patients test positive for the coronavirus. Rachel Cohen takes a closer look at one of them.
Edna Gertrude McBride lived at the Life Care Center of Lewiston for about 10 years. She liked it.
She enjoyed gardening. She went for walks up and down the hall.
That's Catherine Voss, McBride's daughter, who lives near Phoenix. She says her mother's time in the facility was uneventful. That was up until it went on lockdown on March 14th to prevent the spread of coronavirus.
And what happened next became my nightmare.
In late March, Voss learned from the Life Care Center that a patient tested positive for coronavirus. She wasn't too worried, but then she got a call from a nurse that her mother had a fever.
My immediate thought was, are you going to test her for the COVID virus? And their response was no.
No, because there weren't enough tests, a statement from the center said. But they were going to treat her like she had it. Life Care Centers of America is a Tennessee-based company that operates more than 200 long-term care facilities. That includes one in Kirkland, Washington, linked to at least 37 deaths. There are 8 Life Care-owned centers in Idaho. A few days later, Voss recalls her mother got a cough. She was brought to the hospital for a chest x-ray where they discovered pneumonia. They gave her antibiotics and a test for COVID-19. Voss says then they sent her back to the center.
One of the things that probably haunts me the most is sending her back there.
It was April 9th, and at the time, she didn't know the situation she was sending her mom back to. She later learned from reading the Lewiston Tribune that more residents and staff tested positive. As of last week, 14 employees and 34 residents have tested positive. 8 of those residents have died. Voss later learned the test her mother got at the hospital failed to produce a result. It was a battle to get her mother tested again, this time at the care center. Then, that second test failed too. Life Care Centers of America wasn't able to confirm the failed test and said it could not speak to specific patient questions due to patient privacy laws. Finally, McBride got a third test, about 3 weeks after her first fever.
The day they called me to tell me that that test was positive was also the day that they told me she probably had less than 24 hours to live.
A day and a half later, on April 24th, McBride died. She was 100. The care center in Lewiston did end up testing all residents, but that was in late April, about a month after the first case there was detected. Last week, Dave Jepson, who directs the state's health department, said 29 residents of long-term care centers have died due to COVID-19. At the time, that was about half of the state's total deaths from the virus. And the Life Care Center is in Nez Perce County, which has the highest number of deaths from COVID-19 per resident in the state. But Idaho isn't releasing information about which long-term care facilities have outbreaks.
I don't think anybody's asking for names, but we're asking for numbers.
When Governor Little was asked at a press conference last week why the state isn't providing these numbers, he said,
individual protection and privacy is a high priority in Idaho.
But Voss thinks the lack of transparency has come at a cost. She says her family is still keeping a close eye on the obituaries in the Lewiston Tribune because that's the best picture they've got about what's happening inside. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.
And Rachel is joining us live today to tell us more about this story. Hey, Rachel. Is Rachel there? I can't hear her. Rachel, are you there? We're having some technical difficulties. This happens every once in a while in the new normal that we're in. So we're trying to get Rachel up on the line so we can talk a little bit more about what she has found in her research with this when it comes to long-term care facilities. So because we do want to know things about why we're focusing, you know, on Nez Perce County and when it comes to long-term care facilities and COVID-19 hotspots. So our best to get Rachel on the line, and if we can't, we will try to come back to her a little bit later in the program and talk more about that.
Hello.
So we're Ah, there you are, Rachel.
Hey, hi, Tim.
You know what? Hey, just perfect timing. I was about to throw it to a break, so I'm glad we got that figured out. Okay, so you have been hearing about nursing homes as COVID-19 hotspots. I mean, and we've heard about this all over the country. I mean, in fact, we can go all the way back to King County in King County, Washington, Seattle, in Kirkland, actually, where that first known outbreak happened in a long-term care facility. So here in Idaho, why focus on this particular one up in Nez Perce County?
Right. Yeah, this is definitely a national story. I mean, the New York Times reported last week that 1/3 of all coronavirus deaths are related to nursing homes. And the reason we looked at this one in particular was just because the county has a high death rate compared to the rest of the state based on population. And so, you know, as the deaths started increasing, it was kind of alarming because it was on pace almost with Ada County.
So I'm curious, one of the things that stood out to me in this piece that we just heard from you was how difficult it was to get an accurate test for Edna McBride, because she had three tests for COVID-19, but it wasn't until that third test that COVID-19 was confirmed. So what are the takeaways for you after doing this story, and in particular, you know, these three tests that the last one finally came back positive?
Right. There are some unanswered questions about what exactly happened with the failed test, and it's not, it seems unlikely for that to happen two times in a row, but it's not completely rare. And so, you know, my takeaway on this was just how difficult it was to get her tested in the first place, and really showed to me that testing is somewhat uneven across the state. I mean, we know that it's more prevalent or more accessible in some areas of the state. But I mean, Edna McBride checked all the boxes of the CDC's and the state health department's high-risk category. She was symptomatic, she was over 60, lived in a group setting, and yet it was difficult to get her a test in April. And the facility that she was at tested all residents, but that wasn't until late April. And so, you know, in Idaho, we have dramatically increased our testing capacity, and that's in large part because health systems like St. Luke's have developed or have added in-house testing, but that doesn't reach all corners of the state. And I think it shows that it's leaving some people out, including some vulnerable people.
Okay, so let's talk about the transparency factor, because you also mentioned this in your report, because families are saying, I mean, families of people who've had family members who've had COVID-19, they are saying they want more information, in particular in these group home settings. However, the state is saying they are not going to give much more out to the public.
Right. And this is happening across the country. In Idaho, the answer has been that the state doesn't want to give out more information because of protecting people's privacy. And it's the same reason why the state doesn't give case numbers beyond the county level. So we don't know how many cases are in certain cities. And that's also because of privacy. But, you know, other states are releasing that information, even down to the facility of where these cases are happening. And Dave Jepson in that press conference 2 weeks ago said that, you know, families are notified and they're kept in the loop. In this case, the families, at least Catherine Voss was notified of the first case in the Life Care Center when it happened, but wasn't really made aware of how that situation had changed over the course of a couple weeks.
So as we've noted, I mean, this is a national story when it comes to these long-term care facilities being these hotspots for COVID-19. So any idea on what approaches other states are taking to really limit the further spread of the virus in these care facilities?
Yeah, some states, as they develop their plans to reopen, are saying what they're going to do to try to prevent the further spread in these facilities. So one example of that is Montana, which said it would test all residents and employees in nursing homes as part of its testing goals for reopening. Connecticut, for example, is trying to do COVID-19 only nursing homes. And we've heard about that for hospitals where they kind of congregate people who have positive cases. So they're trying that. And actually yesterday, the White House on a conference call with governors strongly recommended to all governors that that all residents and staff at nursing homes and long-term care facilities should be tested in the next 2 weeks.
So then what are officials here in our state saying about how they'll manage cases in these facilities going forward?
Right. There are two groups that are focusing on this. There's been the long-term care strike team, which is a group of public health officials that have given guidelines to long-term care facilities in Idaho about how to manage outbreaks. So, you know, isolate residents with positive cases, you know, how to shut down or shut off the facilities to visitors. And then there's the testing task force, which was created right before the Rebound Idaho plan was released. So both of these groups kind of touch on responses to cases in long-term care facilities. But the basic answer is that we don't really know yet what's going to happen because we haven't really received much more information on the testing strategy. We know that the task force is working on that, but you know, in Idaho so far there aren't specific goals of testing all long-term care facility residents and staff. So we know it's a priority, but we don't really know what it looks like yet.
You know, Rachel, you know, as journalists, I think sometimes people forget that we're human and that there are stories that really touch us and affect us. And these are those kind of stories that they are difficult to tell. They're difficult to hear sometimes because of the tragedy in them. Was there anything that stuck with you talking with Catherine about the death of her mom?
Yeah, I mean, Catherine was incredibly willing to share all details of this, you know, month that was really difficult for her. And as reporters, we're always really grateful when people are willing to share tough moments. And she just wanted to share everything because she felt like there, you know, if she had more information earlier on, she maybe could have made decisions that would have affected her family. And that's kind of the message that she had, was that she knows that there are people still with family members in long-term care facilities that are healthy, that are sick, you know, a wide range of experiences, but she thinks that just the more information, the better. And so, you know, we're always grateful when people are willing to share those difficult moments with us.
Well, we've been talking with Boise State Public Radio reporter Rachel Cohen. Rachel, thanks so much for talking with us more about this today.
Thank you, Gemma.
You're listening to Idaho Matters.